Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Unmotivated Habits podcast. I wanted to get back to doing some of these solo episodes because it gives me a chance to get back into why I started the podcast in the first place and to talk directly about some of the unmotivated habits issues, especially in relation to my own life. And one of those is to relax and to reset. So I wanted to talk about an experience I had recently where I had a bad day, but it actually wasn't so bad. And after getting my head on straight, my wife pointed out to me that I had not, in fact, had a bad day. I hadn't even had a bad afternoon. I simply had a rough few hours where I had to take some time for myself. And she helped me to put things into perspective, and it allowed me to take a step back and see things from a positive perspective. And it was really the first bad day that I'd had in quite some time, and like I said, it wasn't really that bad at all. This was a good reminder that, you know, I'm on the right track, and I'm not letting these bad moments turn into bad days and into bad weeks or even bad months. And that was a positive. But I also wanted to see why I was in this headspace. So with a clearer head, I assessed my situation and realized that I needed to change some things. I had been in a bit of a fitness rut to that point, and it reminded me that I never ended up doing a recap of the Sober October challenge I did last year, because that's where the rut began, and that month escalated very quickly. So what happened was my plan that month was to come out of the gates firing and average 20,000 steps a day to kind of drill it home to the other people in this contest that, you know, I wasn't messing around and I was hoping they'd give up. The contest was no drugs or alcohol for a month, and on top of that, seeing who could get the most steps. So my plan backfired almost immediately, and instead of causing everyone to drop out, they ramped up their efforts, and you know, before you know it, we come to the end of the month, we're averaging 30,000 steps a day, and my friend Andy finishes with a day of 91,000 steps, and he nips me right at the finish line. So after all that, I ended up coming in second, which was okay, because the point of the month is to have fun, to compete, to get fit. But needless to say, I needed some rest come November 1st, because it had taken its toll. I finished on Halloween with a 100-mile bike ride. It was rough. But the problem is that rest I took that first week of November, it ended up lasting well into 2021 and through January, which leads back into another episode I did about 30-day challenges and how I don't like them at all. Because it kind of undid a lot of the work I did in 2020, running a mile a day, getting up to, you know, 12, 15,000 steps a day, just like it was nothing. That was all gone. So that brings me to now, to February, and falling off of those fitness goals that I had worked so hard on, it kind of had a domino effect, and I started getting lax on everything from my meditation, to my positive reading, to my practicing the bass. It really affected everything. So I stopped and realized I needed to take my own advice, which is it's okay to reset. And that's exactly what I did. I took a step back and I decided to switch up my daily targets. I reset my step goal to a very achievable 8,000 steps a day just to get myself back on track. And since I hit that every day, I put a couple of positive books on the coffee table and decided to read at least a page a day and open them up and, you know, just take a look. And that has led to me reading more. And instead of, you know, meditating for 10 minutes a day, I said, you know what, I'm going to take 10 silent, deep breaths with my eyes closed, that solved it. I was back in business, and before I knew it, I was surpassing those goals, well on my way to being back on track. So it just reminded me of the whole purpose I started this podcast, the Unmotivated Habit Podcast, to set yourself goals that you can achieve even on your worst days and then build from there. And what happens is when we expect too much from ourselves, or when we give ourselves a mile-long checklist to start the day, it's likely that we'll just give up and we'll revert to lounging and watching Netflix or some other brain-rotting form of entertainment like the news. And it's just a cycle that we want to avoid. And we're living in the society that's constantly reinforcing the idea that we have to crush it or we have to stay on the grind. But for me, the best way to crush it is to take care of myself mentally and physically in a sustainable way. So I suggest you unfollow those Adderall addicted rise and grind type of people. Mindfulness has gotten a bit of a bad rep as of late due to the Starbucks yoga crowd, but its benefits are real, and I'll be doing a mindfulness episode coming soon. But if you're in a rut, if you've let that stress creep back into your life, or if your fitness isn't where you want it to be, or even if you've been a bit more moody towards your partner or your friends lately, just take a step back, take a note of some simple changes you can make to try to help, whether that's, you know, taking a deep breath or going around the block with just your thoughts. Sometimes just noticing that you're in these patterns is enough. And that's mindfulness in a nutshell. And before I wrap up this solo episode, I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin, Ben Garvey, at Ben Garvey on Twitter. Go follow him. But he sent a great tweet that said, "This is my periodic reminder to everyone that advice on the internet is not always good." And he followed up with, "Especially from me." I would just like to second that and say that most advice on the internet is bad. Take this episode, for example, that I am recording now, where I just criticized that whole rise and grind type thing. That works for some people. It just doesn't work for me. That describes my brother to a T, and he's very successful at what he does. So, I started this podcast to explain what has helped me with depression and what has helped me to get back in shape and what has helped me to get back on track. So if you want to take my advice and it works for you, that's great. If it doesn't, that's fine too. Just try something else. You know, just see what works for you, experiment, and, you know, get back to me. I like to hear what works for other people. So reach out, go to the website, shoot me an email, and as usual, follow me on Twitter, You Habits Podcast on Instagram, Unmotivated Habits on Facebook, Unmotivated Habits, and then, you know, everywhere else, just search that, you'll find it. But thanks for listening. I'm going to try to get a lot more of these solo episodes out to really talk about what I'm going through in the moment, and I hope you enjoy, and I will talk to you soon.